Finlay, now you didn't get the opportunity to go to South Africa because you were tied up with the Ireland organisation. So what was the buzz like from the Ireland?
Oh, look, it was an incredible 4 weeks, you know, for the team. Four great results. Personally, for me, it was a long time between drinks since I'd been up there. It was about 18 months. So, look, I was edging to get up there. I was so excited. I had a great time up there, learning with all the great coaches and great players up there, and just, you know, fine-tuning some small things in my game. And, look, I really benefited from my time up there.
And can you see, you can find a way to bring that into what you're doing here. Does that happen seamlessly?
Yeah, like just a few technical things, say like at scrum time, had a couple of little things that I could adjust, and you know, that's a transition that I can make onto the pitch now for Connor. And I'm looking forward to getting back out there this weekend. It's been a long time since I've played at home for Connor, and I can't wait to get back out there, pull on the green jersey of Connor, and be back out there with the boys.
Perpignan are struggling a bit, but their French side, they tend to, the forwards like to give it a good old battle. So you're expecting that on Saturday?
Yeah, I was just saying to the boys there, I know they're sitting at the bottom of the top 14, but if you look at the table, like they've, I think it's 5 or 6 losing bonus points they've got. So look, they're coming close to teams. It's just probably a bit of luck, and they might be winning those games. So we're definitely under no illusions this week. It's going to be a tough game physically. They have some big forwards. If you watch some of their scrums, they're going to come harder in that area. So I think it's a massive area for them, so it's going to have to be a massive area for us this week. So we'll prepare accordingly this week, and yeah, like I said, I can't wait to get back out there in front of a loud sports ground crowd.
The results in South Africa, they must have permeated through to here, and how well the team did. Has that given everybody a lift?
Yeah, like I was obviously keeping a close eye on, because obviously after the Ospreys game, I was involved in camp and kept a real close eye on the Dragons game at home, and then they had a break and then had two games in South Africa. And you know, I think it was 14 out of 15 possible points that they got in those last three games, and that's a massive, massive result for us. We're sitting third on the table now, which is awesome. So, and then we're coming into Interpro season, and look, it's a great time, and I know I was super proud of the boys' effort the last 2 weeks in the heat and the altitude, and look, yeah, I'm delighted.
They complaining about the cold this morning, are they? It is a bit of a change, yeah. Down to 2 degrees.
A few of them with their tans are complaining about the cold. Yeah, it's outrageous. I was just like, I was at home all last week on my week off and couldn't go outside because it was orange weather, Storm Diana or something it was. So, yeah, but no, it's all good. Good to have them back.
Just looking at Ireland again, you're talking about going into the intensity of that camp. And it's a learning opportunity, but do you have to learn very quickly into what they actually want? Because is the amount of detail as much as we hear when Joe Schmidt and the other coaches are operating?
Yeah, so I got there on the Sunday, and obviously I hadn't been involved for about 18 months, so there was a few new things there, and you just have to learn straight away. It's not tolerated that you don't know what's there. Like, you have to know, and if you don't know, you're gonna get bollocks out of it. So look, it's a really good experience for me to be back up there. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I got to work with some really great coaches and some great players, and look, hopefully I can take some of those learnings and deliver them back out here for Connor.